Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening and kicking off our program tonight here on 95.7 FM. Joining us is the head girls tennis coach of the Webster City Lynx, Mark Fisher, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look at your squad here through the early portion of this season, definitely a younger squad than what we saw a year ago from your roster. It's still quite a bit of promising talent, but that youth has definitely reared its head a couple times here early on in the season. But as you graded, let's say, this team from the start of the year to where they are now, you know, just how would you say they have improved and how have they progressed as the season's gone on?
Well, I think they've improved and progressed a ton. Like you said, we've got a very young team this year. Even some of our sophomores, when you look at like Morgan Hagbarth, Haley Brim, Olivia Burns, you know, those are girls that picked up, well, some of them picked up a racket for the first time a couple months ago. But just like I said, in just a general sense, I mean, even some of our juniors are kind of seeing varsity for the first time, but they've improved so much. It's just there's so many little things that go into it. It's not just stroke mechanics, but just little things that people don't always realize tactically or stuff like that. And so we've had to really get back to the basics on just some of the bare basic tactics and stuff. But they've really excelled and really improved a ton. It's fun watching them. They're kind of like little velociraptors and just how they pick up little things and then and apply it to it and stuff. And so we're really seeing a ton of that start to come up.
And looking at the top of your, at least your singles lineup, Allie Sevier, Sierra Christensen have been at the top consistently throughout the season, and they are two athletes. They were on your roster a year ago. They're stepping up into bigger roles, and individually from those two, what have you seen from them? Also, your top doubles team as well. What have you seen from those two that have really helped propel them into that top of the lineup on both the singles and the doubles?
Well, you know, like with Allie, I mean, obviously she's a sophomore, so she's young too still, but like I said, she's been playing tennis for quite a while. You know, she even took lessons with me back when she was a kid. She's just, what I've really seen with her is she can hit with anyone. She lacks a little bit of confidence right now. Some of the experience that some of the older girls that she's playing against, I mean, we were talking to her the other day. I don't think she's played against a girl yet at number one that hasn't been playing number one for multiple years. And this is her first year playing at number one. But just the fact that she can hit with anyone. I mean, I watched some of her points, some of her swings. I mean, she's got the tools right there. She's just still working through some of the, you know, what to do with the tools and the confidence that goes with that sort of stuff. But I'm really excited for what the future holds with her, especially with her only being a sophomore. And then, like you said, with Kira Christensen, she was kind of in and out of the varsity lineup last year, but such a smart player. You know, the big thing for her this year, she's working through that. All of a sudden, now she's not playing at kind of 5 and 6 anymore. She's playing at 2, and so the points last a little bit longer. There's a little bit more to it, but same thing, just watching her kind of work through and evolve and figure out some of the tactic stuff. That's always kind of been her strength is, she doesn't always have the strongest strokes, but she's a very smart player, a very studious player. And I said, she's just continuing to develop. All right, what does it take to beat girls now at this spot in the lineup? What do I have to do, you know, to build points and stuff? And so it's been fun watching them grow from that standpoint.
In at least looking at this past week, it was a pretty loaded slate this past week. A very good North Polk team you took on Monday, Tuesday. You get back into conference play with Iowa Falls Alden, and then a very good Dyke New Hartford team rounded out your week last week. And you look at the fight that your team put up. Definitely, your team did not roll over, at least when you look at the individual scores, even as you go further down the lineup. When you look at how your team fared against some of those top competitions, you know, what are some of the things that your team took away from those top competitions that you guys faced off with last week?
Oh, just lots of different things. Part of what you said is we learned to keep competing. I mean, we've learned that our girls will keep competing, they'll keep fighting, they'll keep working to get better. But like you said also, even just some little things. I know, like, playing against, like, Iowa Falls, the doubles team, for instance, their number one doubles team's been together literally since they were freshmen. And you could see our girls just kind of picking up little things as they were just kind of dissecting, you know, whether it be position on the court, whether it be like, hey, this isn't so much a power game, it's a direction game. And it's fun just watching some of the little things that they just kind of assimilate while they're playing against other people. So it's just, you know, little things about that, but also just, like I said, the level of play a little bit, just what it takes, you know, competitively, both with the time commitment and just what you need to do tactically, strategically with your strokes. It was a real good week for us from that standpoint.
And looking at the schedule coming up, you guys are at Boone this afternoon at McCose Park, a Boone program that's been solid for a number of years, and then get back into conference with Hampton Dumont Cal on Tuesday, and then take on Seidel on Thursday. Definitely not as rigid a schedule as it was for last week. When you look at this week, what are some of the opportunities you feel your girls have in front of you here coming up this week?
Well, hopefully just a chance to kind of build some confidence a little bit. I mean, like you said, Boone will definitely be tough. You know, Hampton's a conference game there. Seidel's, you know, traditionally had some good players down there. And then, you know, part of it is just, this is just spring. I mean, we've been missing the chance to weight practice. I think we've had about 4 or 5 meets with, like, maybe one practice in there, which is always a little tough for young players. But just the ability to continue to play, continue to get better, continue to apply some of the stuff we've done. And like I said, hopefully build some confidence as we're getting, you know, into close to postseason play here real soon. Like I said, tennis season really is a sprint as we go through it. So, like I said, just hoping to really build that confidence and continue to build on stuff we've done.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week against Boone, HD, Cal, and Sadell.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Yep, that was Mark Fisher, the head girls tennis coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto. We're talking with South Hamilton boys golf coach Steve Butler after the break on 95.7 FM.